I was in the US and Canada last week, and obviously some concerns were expressed to me about where and how the registration is going to take place. So yes, I think there has been concerns raised already.
Is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, I would say that, you know, if the elections office in Fiji is providing the opportunity for people, Fiji citizens living in this country, to register, then it should be done in a way that they have access to the registration process. And that also means that they cannot ignore probably all the cities where there are significant numbers of Fiji citizens. So, for example, if they're not going to Melbourne and they're only registering in Sydney, then that's probably not fair, because if you look at the number of former Fiji citizens in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane, I would have thought that Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane, for example, if they're doing it in Australia, would be the places for them to go.
Couldn't Fiji citizens perhaps use their consulates and embassies and high commissions rather than relying on the elections office sending a team to their country to register to vote? Wouldn't that be an easier way to do it?
Exactly, Bruce. I think that's a very valid point. I mean, we should have processes and facilities within our embassies and consulates where, you know, people can register. It doesn't have to be the elections office, you know, going to every destination or every city or town to register people. I mean, that would allow easy accessibility, and perhaps, you know, people can do it within their own time, and the elections office could set up a timeline within which they need to register.
Is this an important issue? Are there many people in the Fijian diaspora around the world who might vote?
I don't think there would be very large numbers, but obviously, they are an important lot. I think in the last election, we had more than 5,000 or 6,000 voters. So I guess, I mean, that's not a small number. And I think many of them who are Fiji citizens and who are eligible to vote have a lot of interest in Fiji politics, Fiji election. And obviously, they would like to vote. So I would imagine that that should be facilitated, and they should be allowed to register through a process where they don't miss out.
Obviously, Fiji politicians are taking the Fiji diaspora seriously. The Prime Minister, Mr. Bainimarama, has made regular visits and met with Fijian communities in Australia and New Zealand. Mr. Rambuka from SODELPA has also made lots of trips here and has SODELPA supporters groups officially set up in Australia. You've just come back from the US and Canada. Why are Fiji politicians taking the overseas diaspora so seriously?
Well, Bruce, that's a very important question and a good question. I think a lot of the Fiji people, whether they are eligible to vote or not, whether they are Fiji citizen or not, Fiji is still very much in their hearts and minds. And when I was in the US and Canada, that's the impression, a strong impression I got from the people that I talked to and met with. Obviously, many of them help their families, friends. They send a large number of large amounts of remittances, and many of them have a lot of influence. So I think it makes sense for politicians, you know, like us, to talk to our people. And in fact, in the 2014 election, our assessment is that many of them actually supported the Fiji First and Mr. Bainimarama, because for about 7 or 8 years, he was the only one visiting these communities in his capacity as the military government prime minister, and he was able to connect with them. So what we are doing is really to connect to our people and to also provide them an opportunity to hear alternative views, you know, views of the opposition and what's happening in Fiji.
Are they still very much connected to Fiji, or are they concentrating on their lives in their new countries?
To a large extent, I mean, I think we as leaders in Fiji, we're actually feel very good that many of our people who went to these countries, particularly Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the US, have done well economically, and they feel very much part of those countries. And what we are saying to them, I said to many of them when I met in Canada and America, I said, look, you know, you are enjoying the fruits of democracy, you are enjoying the fruits of freedom, opportunities, and you've done well. But at the same time, it would be hypocritical if they continued to support dictatorship in Fiji and not support a move towards genuine democracy. So I think many of them understand the issues in the new constitution and the political environment that we face, even though we have a parliament. So I was very pleased actually to hear and to understand that, contrary to the popular belief, many of them actually have now woken up and have realized that not everything is hunky-dory in Fiji, and therefore there are many challenges and issues for them to understand. And I was very pleased to get that feedback.